Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, May 8th, and I'm glad you're tuned in and listening and glad to be able to be broadcasting over WSOF and WAJJ Radio in Madisonville, Kentucky, McKenzie, Tennessee, and Paris, Tennessee. And then also glad that we are broadcasting on WSOF.org. Let me remind you that at our website there, WSOF.org, we have these broadcasts in what's called podcast form, in which you can download those and listen to them at your convenience. I want to encourage you to do that. I want to say thank you to our faithful listeners. I've got people that let me know that they listen regularly. Some listen every single day. Some listen, of course, as they have opportunity, and I appreciate that. And it is a blessing. And then every now and then we'll have somebody come to church. For example, on yesterday we had a first-time visitor since I've been here, and a man dropped in and visited with us. And when I went back and spoke with him and asked him his name, told him my name, he said, "I've been listening to you on the radio." And so that's a blessing. We're grateful to hear that, and we're encouraged by that. And so I appreciate those of you that do tune in and that do listen as you can. And so I just want to let you know about that. Also, I want to thank God for a good day in the Lord's house yesterday. We had a good time here in the house of God yesterday morning and yesterday evening as well. Thank God for allowing us the privilege to be able to gather in. And I do want you to keep praying for Sister Hall. Sister Brenda Hall has been in AFib now for quite a few days. She got out of the hospital. She was in Vanderbilt in Nashville for a week practically, and then got to go home on Thursday, been in AFib since, I think, Friday evening maybe, and wanted you to keep her in your prayers, that the Lord would touch and help her. She's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, Brother Hall does with his heart doctor, and then she does after that, and they may go do a procedure on her, preparing her, getting her ready for that ablation procedure. So I want you to remember her in your prayers, if you will. Also pray for my wife. Her ears have been infected, and they've been swelling bad. I had her back to the doctor again today. She's at the doctor twice last week, and then again today. She's got an appointment with a specialist on Wednesday, but they put some wicks in her ears that might be able to get the drops down in a little bit better, and very painful for her. And I'd like to ask you to remember her in your prayers, if you will, as well. And then, of course, my wife's dad got a doctor's appointment on Wednesday, and I pray that God would help him with his kidney problems that he's having and a number of other things. Little Landon was in the church yesterday morning. Landon Rickard, born last Tuesday, was in church yesterday morning. I understand he does have some health problems and some health issues that we're keeping watch on. Of course, he's born a little bit premature, and so I want you to keep him in your prayers as well, as we pray and call on the Lord. And then also, let me mention that we are having a ladies' meeting here at the Island Ford Baptist Church on this upcoming Saturday, Saturday the 13th at 10 a.m. The ladies will be meeting. My mom is going to be here and speak to them. And then my dad's going to be preaching for us on Sunday through Thursday. We're having a revival meeting, a special revival meeting. Dad will be preaching Sunday morning, and then again on Sunday night, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he'll be preaching as well in revival meeting. So if you can come and be with us, of course, Sunday morning service at 10:20, Sunday night service at 6:30, and then Monday through Thursday will be at 7 o'clock. So if you will remember those services and come out and be with us and ask God to meet with us and help us that 14th through 18th, those special revival days. So as we pray, if you will pray with us at this time. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. I want to tell you again that I thank you for loving me. The Word of God tells me that we love you because you first loved us. And Lord, I know you loved me when I was lost in sin. You loved me when I didn't show any love towards you, when I was in rebellion and I was at enmity with God. I want to thank you, Lord, that you loved me while I was yet a sinner. But you loved me too much to leave me in my sin, and you washed me and made me clean. Father, I want to thank you for the forgiveness that comes through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for the fact that when we call upon your name, that you hear us. And dear God, more than just answer our prayer, you have mercy and you have grace so abundant and so amazing. And we're so thankful, dear God, for it. Now, Lord, I do pray for these on our prayer list that I mentioned. Lord, I pray for Mrs. Hall that you'd help her, Lord, that she'd come out of AFib, and that you'd help her and guide the doctors as they do the procedure on tomorrow. Help Brother Hall as he sees his doctor. I think just a pretty well normal checkup, but be with him there. Lord, I pray help my wife with her ears and the swelling and the pain. Lord, I pray that you'd help with that. Father, that you'd help as she goes and sees a specialist on Wednesday, that she'd be able to get some help, that they might be able to keep that from happening and reoccurring again and again. Father, I ask you that you might touch little Landon, help him, dear God, with his physical needs and bless and meet those. And then, dear God, I pray that you'd save him when the time comes, bring him to Christ, Lord, before it is too late. Father, I pray that you'd also help these others here. My father-in-law going to the doctor on Wednesday, my mama with the problems she's facing, other folks we know with one problem after another. Lord, I pray you'd intervene and meet and help these bodies. Now, Lord, bless in this time and bless in our meeting coming up, but help us on this broadcast. You get the glory, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go now to a couple of songs. I'm going to play two songs on today's broadcast. I'm going to play one, first of all, from a group I played some months ago on our broadcast. This is the Roten and Arnold family from up in Ashe County, North Carolina. It's the county north of where I'm from, in Wilkes County, North Carolina. But this is the Roten and Arnold family, and they're singing a song entitled Three Men on the Mountain. And it's a good bluegrassy-style song. I believe it'll be a blessing to your heart and hope it'll bring glory and honor unto the Lord. Then we're going to have the Shepherd family singing a song entitled It's Gonna Be Wonderful. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 1 through 6, particularly verse number 6. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. Well, as you know, we've been looking at this subject of faith, especially here in Hebrews chapter number 11, last couple of weeks. This is our third week on this subject. And I preached the first week just simply about faith, faith and its consequences, what faith causes. And by the way, my definition of faith is just simply believing what God has said. Believing God's word. That's faith. And that is true faith. By the way, there's false faith. Faith believing other things. Faith denying God's word is not belief, but it's rather unbelief. Amen. But then last week we dealt with this first hero of faith as we deal with them here in chapter 11. And verse number 4, we looked at Abel and we talked about the communication of faith. Abel, he being dead, yet speaketh. Now today I'm going to focus on verse number 5 and 6 and do that throughout this week. Hebrews 11, verse 5 and 6. Again, here's what the Bible says. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. One interesting thing I'd like to point out here is, as we closed out our thought on Abel, is that Abel's faith cost him his life. Contrary to that, Enoch's faith cost him his death. Amen. Abel had to give up his life. He died for his faith. Enoch gave up his death. He was translated that he should not see death. That is an interesting fact to me. Amen. And so we're looking now at Enoch, and especially the fact that he's translated. He's carried away. Another word for that is conveyed. He is conveyed away. And so I want to think about faith and its conveyance, what this thing about what faith does for us now. So this second example of our heroes. They're called elders that obtained a good report in verse number 2 of Hebrews 11. But this is Enoch. Now, just like Abel, not much is recorded about Enoch in the Bible. You'll have to go to the first book of the Bible to find out about Abel, and then a few statements along through the scriptures. Same thing with Enoch. Enoch is a notable example and a noble example of faith. Enoch, Jude verse 14, calls him the seventh from Adam. Now, through Adam's son, Seth, Enoch came. Adam was the first generation, Seth, second, Enos, third, Canaan, fourth, Mahalalel, fifth, Jared, sixth, and Enoch, seventh. So Enoch is very much a contrast to Lamech, who was also the seventh from Adam through Cain. Again, look at that. You got Adam, first generation, Cain, second, Enoch, third, Arad, fourth, Mahujiel, fifth, Methuselah, sixth, and Lamech, seventh. Interesting to note about Lamech's history in Genesis is recorded in Genesis 4, 18 through 24. While Enoch's history is recorded in Genesis 5, 18 through 24. One chapter down, same verses, and the same amount. They both have the same verse reference, 18 through 24, for their history. But they have a very different history. They're different chapters, but a very different history, these two men. Enoch's history ends with a conveyance to glory. He didn't have to die. Lamech's history ends with his confession of guilt. He had two wives, and he had committed a murder. Amen. Now, the difference in these two is one walked by faith, the other walked by the flesh. Flesh will cause you to have multiple partners in what I believe is wrong, and I say what I believe, but Scripture teaches us, is wrong marital relationships. It'll also cause you to have wrong other relationships, maybe produces murder, as it did here in Lamech's case. We don't know the details of the story, just that he killed a young man, the Bible says. Now, when I reference the fact that they're both found with the same verse references, verses 18 through 24, I'm not indicating or trying to imply that I believe that the Bible verse and chapter references are inspired. I do realize they're not part of the original text, and they were not inspired as the other scripture, as the message of the scriptures were. But I still find it interesting that they fail that way in our Bible. I think maybe it's providential, and it shows these similarities when you look at them, and it shows you the contrast as well between Lamech and Enoch. These two men were both number seven from Adam, but through two different lines, the line of Seth and the line of Cain. Well, they point out that faith makes a big difference in the character of a person. Faith produces nobility, and the flesh produces notoriety. The flesh will produce evil, while the faith will produce good and glory for God. Now, I want to study Enoch here, and I want to deal with quite a few things this week. Let me just get to the first one and deal with that. As he obtained a good report by faith, he's one of the elders that did that. And I want to consider, in looking at that, I want to think about his parting by faith. By faith, Enoch was translated, is what verse number 5 says, that he should not see death. The parting by faith. That's what our story begins with. Well, I want you to notice the significant notation about this hero of the faith was his unique departure from life, his conveyance into glory, his translation into heaven. Apart from death, he didn't have to face death. Now, from the scripture, we notice three things that I want to point out in this point. The cause of the parting, the character of the parting, and the calendar in the parting. Now, think on these, if you will, today. The cause. What caused Enoch to be translated? Well, our Bible says it was faith. Believing God's word. Faith is the root cause for this parting, but in a different sense than some might think. You see, the faith that Enoch had, which translated or resulted in his unique pardon, was not a faith in divine revelation from God that he was going to leave this world in a unique pardon, but rather Enoch's faith produced a holy lifestyle that greatly pleased God. verse number 6 tells us he pleased God. That's here in verse 5, that he pleased God. His faith produced a holy lifestyle that caused him to please God. And it was this pleasing of God that resulted in the unique departure of Enoch into heaven. Amen. It's not that Enoch just walked into heaven by being good. Oh, no. Enoch had a good lifestyle because he was pleasing God. He was already living by faith. He believed what God had said. So there's a cause. Faith made him righteous, just as Abel's did. Faith made him walk right. Now, Abel didn't have the opportunity to live a long life and live for God and show us what faith does. Enoch did. Enoch lived for God and walked with God. Day in, day out, he walked with God and had that privilege of fellowshipping with God. And it pleased God. Pleased God to the point that God translated him into glory. Now, not only notice the cause, but notice the character of this party. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Now, Zodiate says that the word rendered here, translated in our text, actually means, quote, change of place or condition. He says that Enoch not only changed his location, but he was changed in condition. In other words, the translation changed him from mortal to immortality. Amen. His body had to change. Amen. Because the physical body is not compatible with that heavenly abode. Paul spoke of this change there in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52 and 53. He talked to us about this physical change. He said, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 15, 52 and 53. See, this translation of Enoch resulted in Enoch experiencing a great change in both his abode and his body. He got a new body. He got a new life. We sing that song sometimes. I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord. I'll have a new life. Enoch got that. How did he get it? By faith. Amen. Well, notice the cause and we notice the character. Last of all, let's notice the calendar in this parting. Notice what the Bible says. In all the days of Enoch, this is Genesis 5, 23 and 24, parts of these verses, says all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and he was not, for God took him. Now, when we compare the Scripture with Scripture, this fifth chapter of Genesis, we learn that Enoch's translation occurred just 47 years after Adam died. And you think about that now. Adam had only been dead 47 years. He lived to see all these descendants, seven generations of them, that he lived to see. And Enoch was translated. Amen. Amen. Well, not only was it only 47 years after Adam died, it was 55 years before Adam's third son, Seth, which was the second generation from Adam then, died. Amen. Amen. 300 years after Enoch's first son, Methuselah, the man that lived the longest on the earth, 969 years. He lived longer than anybody else. But I'm simply saying, Methuselah was born, and 300 years later, Enoch, Methuselah's father, went on to glory. Amen. Now, this was right before the flood. 300 years before the flood, only 47 years after Adam died, Enoch was translated. The number of years before the flood illustrates to us that God gave the wicked world hundreds of years to repent. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. They could have walked with God and escaped the flood. They could have escaped the damnation that was coming, the condemnation that was on its way. They could have escaped the destruction. But destruction came because of their ungodly lifestyle. Amen. So Enoch, in this sense, preached that judgment was coming. Matter of fact, Jude alludes to that. That he preached about a devastating judgment of the great flood. Enoch described it coming upon the ungodly. Amen. Therefore, these people came under the condemnation of God. Why were they condemned? They were condemned not just because of their evil lifestyle. They were condemned not just because of their way they were living, but because of the fact they did not believe what God had said. They did not accept God's word and what God showed them in the life even of Enoch. They disbelieved. They had no faith. Friend, Do you believe on the Lord? Have you been saved by the grace of God? Have you been changed? Have you been given a holy walk? Have you been given a lifestyle that is changing you from corruption to incorruption? Are you going to live forever in heaven? Or are you going to suffer the devastating destruction of damnation that comes on those that don't believe on the Lord Jesus? This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying thank you for listening.